Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
Welcome to the Girly Quiz. Every Thursday for the last almost 4 years, we put Dave through his paces, and you would think by now, I can't do the maths, but three questions per week across 4 years is a lot of learning about women. We're still coming up with brand new questions on a weekly basis, which to me is unbelievable.
Really,
I thought the lifespan
impressive.
Of this would be 6 months before we ran out.
11 wins and 10 losses this year so far, so that's 21 games. This is my 22nd game, and I'm hoping for to kind of try and start to pull ahead now.
Which obviously I don't like very much. Three questions, as we say, in order to win the week. Couple of lifelines to help him along his way. One is his phone a female. It's Sarah this morning. Hello.
Hi, Sarah. Good morning. Thank you very much for putting yourself forward for this. Now tell me, where do your area of expertise lie when it comes to women? Is it anything specifically weird, or is it like, you know, body parts or health or beauty or any other stereotype?
Maybe it's like, I'd say beauty.
Beauty, amazing. Fantastic.
Yeah. Interesting.
Okay, so beauty is what your main area of expertise is, and general female stuff, yeah?
Yeah, I think I know.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Sarah,
good stuff.
Thank you so much. I have confidence in you.
Okay. Cheers, Sarah. Thanks. Back to you in a mo. Now, just the same, we always say this at the top of the Girly Quiz. We are talking about all things womanly, in and out and upside down and back to front. And sometimes if you've little ears in the car, there might be conversations you're wary of. I think genuinely this week we should be okay. But hey, that's up to you. Just keep your hand on the dial and yeah, you make the call as we go. But question number one and two, certainly 100% safe. Are we ready to go?
I don't have a choice.
Dave, question number one on the Girly Quiz this week. Irish cosmetics brand Cash Beauty.
I hate when there's brands questions.
It was launched by Irish beauty influencer Kaylee Moore.
Ah, come on. I thought you were going to say who. I knew that answer.
But what inspired the brand's name?
Money?
Cash. That's very smart, actually.
What inspired the name is that her name is Kaylee Cashel. I'm pretty sure. Now, maybe she's from Tipperary. But she's not. She's not. She's from the north, I'm pretty sure. Or she's somewhere close to that. I feel like we've had so many people who work in Cash Beauty on this show. Multiple times.
On their way. Don't they work somewhere in the Midlands?
Yes. I think they work in Mullingar.
Yeah, they sometimes be on their way down listening to the show, wouldn't they? Yeah. Anyway, last week we had a massive fight when I interjected in any way, so I'm saying nothing.
They're not allowed to listen to this show apparently in the office because we're too filthy. We're too smutty.
That's a lie.
That's apparently what I was told.
Kaylee's way cooler than that.
Kaylee Cashel is her surname, so I'd imagine that's where the brand name came from. Cash Beauty, Kaylee Cashel. Final answer.
Yeah! That's unbelievable.
Come on!
I'm really impressed that you even knew her surname.
My ex-girlfriend was obsessed with her.
Okay.
Absolutely obsessed with her. So this was years ago. So I kind of was just heard constantly about, this is what Kaylee's doing, this is what Kaylee's doing. I was like, okay, great.
Lads, so, Cash Beauty. Do you know, anyone noticed that over the last few weeks my face looks more together? No.
Are you looking for a free palette or something?
No, I'm just saying. Normally I wouldn't have a drop in my face, but the Cash Beauty tinted moisturiser.
Kaylee and the girls in Cash Beauty, Emma's looking for a free palette. That's why you're on the Girly Quiz.
I think it's called the Miracle
plug.
Tint Moisturiser. Miracle Tint.
Oh, for God's sake.
And I'm actually loving shade 10.
You
shade number 10. I'm wearing it every day
you
to work.
You should be wearing
it's
shame
fabulous.
Number 10.
shade 10. Okay, well done, Dave. One for one.
Next question. Fourth arc. How many free stuff can Emma get on the Girly
Chanel.
Quiz?
Chanel. No, okay. Question number two on the Girly Quiz this week. Dave, we learned on this quiz before that the B's in BB cream stand for beauty balm or blemish balm.
Or?
But what do the two C's in CC cream stand for?
Oh, come on. I thought it was going to be bum bum cream. I didn't hear the question. I was just so focused on bum bum cream. Go again.
What do the two C's in CC cream stand for?
CC.
CC.
A sailor went to CCC. Do you know what? I don't know, like cumin. CC, cinnamon, cumin. I feel like spices and stuff cumin. And herbs are good in things, like good for...
They might burn the face off, you know?
Yeah, but like also use shave your faces. So like maybe that's, it's just something you have to put up with. So CC cream is quite a common thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Common cream, maybe?
I'm not saying anything. We had a row about this last week.
Imagine it was common cream. That would be amazing. Clotted cream. I'm going to call in Sarah because Sarah says she knows beauty.
Yeah.
And thank God there's a beauty question. Sarah, good morning. I hope you heard the question because I don't really know what it is, but I think it's what CC cream stand for. What are the two C's?
Yeah, I think I know. Is it colour correcting cream?
Colour correcting cream. Why would you use that now, Sarah?
Well, you just use it on your face just to get rid of like redness. So I think it's colour correcting.
Oh, brilliant, Sarah. That sounds spot on. Thank you so much. Stay right there. Let's find out if you're right. Okay. Final answer. Emma, colour correcting.
Definitely, you've moved on from the cumin, have you?
I've moved on from cumin and cinnamon. Okay, it's colour correcting.
There we go, well done.
Yes, okay, unreal. So none of the C's are cream.
Well, colour correcting...
Is it CCC? Yeah.
No, it's CC, so colour correcting.
CCC.
Or colour control, either I would have accepted.
Okay.
So, well done.
So it's not CCC because it's colour control cream or colour correcting
I think it's just known
cream.
As probably just trying to keep on the like BB, CC cream, you know?
Do you know what? I don't know why I'm asking. I don't care. I've got it right.
Yeah, well done. Sarah, fair play to you. 100, or no, 100 euro Just Eat voucher on the way to you. Well
Sarah,
done.
You're the best. Thank
oh
you so
God,
much.
Thanks so much.
Talk to you later.
Have a great day.
Have a great
luck.
Day. Bye, 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 bye. We rock on to question number 3. And you still have a lifeline, Dave.
Oh, yes.
Who, what, or where is Menaki? Who, what, or where is Menaki?
Could I have a spelling, please?
M-E-N-A-R-C-H-E. I would have pronounced it Menarch if I hadn't looked up how to pronounce it.
Menarchy? I don't know. Menarchy. See, this sucks now because I'm going to have to simplify it. The simplify will most likely be a 50-50.
What
she will have...
Oh, yeah.
Although, you did say at the start of the girly quiz that the first two questions were fine for a warning, but the third question...
Oh, for crying.
...maybe was a little bit risque.
Not risque.
So what we're going to do... is simplify it and go for the most risque answer.
Oh my God, he has me by the... He has me...
Science!
He has me in a corner! And he's changing...
Don't change
no,
anything!
No, I'm going to change all of my answers in second out.
No, you can't do that, no. Referee! No, you can't do that.
I have to go with the simplifiers in front of me. Yeah. Damn it! I got played on my own
I'm
game.
I'm so good at loopholes.
Okay, who, what, or where is Menaki? Menarche is the first time a young person gets their period.
Okay.
So, like the very important stage of puberty when you get your first period. Mm-hmm. Or is it B? A type of skincare product to treat acne.
This is a great day. This is a great day.
No!
Do you know what's funny is like, part of me is like, I still could say the wrong answer. It's very possible. But I'm going to go with A. Final answer.
Tell me what A is.
A is the first time someone gets their period. Menarche.
I'm an ass. I'm an idiot.
I do love a loophole.
I am an idiot.
I do love a loophole.
Wow, I can't believe after all this time I've never got caught out like that before. Jeez.
It's such a great
there
feeling.
There I was trying to be a bit responsible, like to parents or whatever, and I didn't realise. What's the expression I got? I got... by my own sword. I got stabbed by my own sword.
Oh,
or something.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Do you know
would
what?
You have gotten it?
It's a great feeling. No, I never heard of it ever.
If I didn't say, oh, watch out for question 3, whatever, would you have guessed acne?
I probably would have guessed acne purely because Archie Menarche sounds like Archie Acne.
Acne, that's what I was going with Simplify, but I thought you might catch me by going, we've already had 2 skincare questions, she wouldn't do 3 skincare questions.
Oh, another one. Clever.
So loads of loopholes today.
Woo!
Damn.
12 wins to 10. He's pulling away with it, lads.
This is a joke.